Every year, Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York holds a competition for high school jazz bands. It's called Essentially Ellington. And every year, nearly 100 aspiring bands enter. Only 15 get to go to New York to learn from big-name musicians and compete for the top prize. So this is a top-flight elite contest. Ever since Essentially Ellington opened the competition to schools west of the Mississippi River, the Pacific Northwest has been heavily represented. Seattle's Roosevelt and Garfield High Schools often send their bands, and they are frequent winners of the competitions. Those two schools will be in New York again to compete, but this year, a new local school joins that elite list of finalists, Mount Si High School in Snoqualmie. Matt Wenman is band director at Mount Si High School, and he joins me today because he's on spring break. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
How did you find out that Mount Si High School Jazz Band made the top 15?
Tuesday morning, I was eating breakfast and drinking coffee, and I got a call from Todd Stoll at Jazz at Lincoln Center, and they let me know, and I was just really, really excited.
What did they say?
They just say that they're calling to congratulate us on our acceptance as a finalist in the Essentially Ellington Festival, and to welcome us to the festival and let us know they'll be giving us some more information soon.
That was Tuesday of this week, correct?
Yes.
And were you on spring break that day as well?
Yeah, we're on midwinter break, and so that day they actually asked me to video record me telling the students, and so I asked all the kids that evening to be at Boxley's Jazz Club in North Bend, and we all met there, and I told them, and of course they all just were absolutely excited. They were all screaming and yelling, and people were high fiving and hugging, and there was some tears, so it was pretty great.
How big is the band?
There's 20 students in the band.
What does it mean for Mount Si to be selected to this elite competition?
I think it means a lot. It means a lot to the students, mainly because, like any other reward, I think the value and the reward is really determined by the amount of sacrifice that you put in to the process of receiving it, and so. These kids have put in just a crazy amount of time and effort. They've been listening. They've been practicing. They've been taking lessons. They've been going to night rehearsals and working with really great local musicians and local jazz and music educators. They've been showing up to all the morning rehearsals. And so they've been working really, really hard. And so that adds a lot of value to this. This particular festival, I think, just to be able to have the opportunity to go to New York City and to meet firsthand some of the musicians that these kids look up to the most, and to make music with other just amazing musicians from across the country it's an amazing opportunity.
I'm speaking with Matt Wenman. He's band director at Mount Si High School. Mount Si High School Band is one of 15 nationwide selected for the Essentially Ellington competition later this spring. You mentioned musicians. What sorts of musicians are your kids going to meet?
Well, of course, they're going to meet all the other high school musicians from the other 14 bands from around the country, and then the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, led by Wynton Marsalis, and the crew there is just an amazing group. It's a group we've been listening to a lot lately, and that the kids, I guess I would say, kind of idolize as jazz musicians, and so they're going to get to interact with them and work with them, and so that'll probably be the bulk of our time spent with them.
How long have you been working with these kids?
This is my first year at Mount Si High School and first year as a high school band director.
Your first year?
Yes, ma'am.
This seems like quite an achievement in such a short time. How did you make that happen?
Well, that's a good question. I think, the couple things to consider. One is that it's not... it's really not just me. I think there's a legacy of great music education and great jazz education in our area, but then in our school district as well. And I did teach at the middle school, one of the middle schools that feeds Mount Si High School for a few years. But the program has been growing over time, and it's had a legacy of strong music. And the other thing, to that, I guess, how do we make it happen is just, like I said, the kids' hard work and working with really great people in our area. We have an amazing resource in the Northwest with the culture of music and music education and jazz that we have here. So,
Matt, what are you most excited about when it comes to traveling to New York with your kids?
I'm most excited about watching their faces. I'm most excited about seeing their reactions and seeing the light bulbs go on and just them experiencing everything that we're gonna go through together. I'm excited about the next, 3 months of preparation. I'm excited about every day of rehearsal, getting ready for that, and then, the payoff and seeing the kids have this great experience. So.
Well, congratulations, Matt. And good luck.
Thank you so much.
Matt Wemmon is band director at Mount Si High School in Snoqualmie. His band will be at a Centrally Ellington competition in New York City in early May. Among their 14 competitors, Garfield and Roosevelt High School bands, both from Seattle. Ross, they'll be swinging it out in New York City. Pretty exciting, huh?
Congratulations, you guys.
This is The Record on KUOW.